You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Didn't realize it was a preview show, but here we are. How is everybody?
It's been a preview show all day, starting with Kostin Jansen.
All right.
We're here for the people.
We'll get to it. I mean, I'm here for it, but I wasn't told about the official. So are we allowed to mention football, or what's the protocol? Yep.
We can do whatever we want.
All right. Well, first thing, I hate you and your team. You're a real problem.
I also hate my team, so you're not alone.
Okay. That's all. Now I've got that off my chest. I can move on. I want to know if it's as simple as what I'm about to say. And it probably isn't, but let's have some fun. Tigers two ways. It's as simple as this. You win today, you win the series. You lose today, your season's over. Is it just as simple as that?
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, I was waiting for you to say something else.
No?
No, I think that's very succinct. That if you lose today, even though you're coming back home, and the cliche is a playoff starts once the home team loses, you are now in elimination. You are now in elimination games with your ace losing. So you don't have that person that can stop the bleeding. You have pitching chaos. I don't trust pitching chaos to win you the next two games. So, but if Skubal wins today.
And you have him in game five.
Then yes, all you need is chaos to work once here at Comerica Park. You know that place is going to be loud because I imagine it's going to be like when the Lions got the home playoff game last year. People aren't used to this. They're going to be out there partying. They're going to make a ton of noise. They're going to make it so difficult for the Guardians. Yeah, I do see them winning that you may not even need Skubal because you may finish this thing off in four.
Look, Cleveland with Boyd today and Cobb on Wednesday. It doesn't instill great confidence in me. It's part of the reason I thought you'd win the series in four. I'm not deterred by game one. It just is what it is. And you're going to lose games. And whether it's 10-2 like the Pods and Dodgers last night or 7-6, you know, heartbreaker, it's all the same. You got your ace on the mound. Away you go. But if you don't win today, it's over. And if you do win, I do think you're going to win the series. I want to know where you guys are at. And if you think that's just woefully lacking in nuance, if you think it's much more complicated, that's fine too. But we said from jump, you know, the difference between, like, with a three-game series, it was if you win the Skubal start, the series is over. Okay, now a five-game. Well, two of them are going to be Skubal. I mean, if you win those, you win the series. You're in a position now, you got to win three of the next four games. Well, yeah, I mean, today has to be the day. I don't believe you're digging out of an 0-2 hole. So I just want to know where you're at with it, your confidence level. I mean, you have the best pitcher in baseball. There's no one you'd rather have toeing the slab for you today. He's got to go give you 6-7 strong. And I think the thing that I get a little, if you want to know where a level of concern would be, playoff games are higher stress games, higher stress pitches, higher stress situations, higher stretch innings. It's almost like, you know, a pitch and a half per pitch, meaning 94 pitches in the playoffs is really like 120 in the regular season. These pitches mean that much more. Shout out the SEC. Just me. But I look, that would be my only concern is that Cleveland works the count. Couple of those 7-8 pitch at bats, ball breakers, right? They do what you do to people. Mm-hmm. I wonder how deep in the game Skubal can go because, look, the one advantage Cleveland really does have, their pen is every bit as good, if not better than yours. Statistically better, but I want to be fair. Yeah. Yours is really good. But if you get to the fifth today and this thing's tied, or heaven forbid you get to the fifth and you're down, you're losing. That's just how I view it. I view the Guardian bullpen the same way like the old school Yankee pens in the late 90s were. David Cone, five and fly. The bullpen's got the rest. You're not going to score on that bullpen.
Yeah, you cannot have five runs scored against you before the first out.
Well, that game, yeah, the game is over in 10 minutes.
I was literally like, wait, what do you mean? I just tipped a pizza guy, sat down.
Dead.
Wait, what just happened here?
Dead. So I'd like to know from the people, you know, is it just that simple? A win today and it's mission accomplished. You're back on track. You got the split in Cleveland and you're going to come to one of the hardest places to play in the league. And they're throwing Alex Cobb. You can't make that up. A loss kind of feels like that's it, that's all. And if you disagree, great. But I'm not letting Saturday shake the confidence level I have that this team will, they'll get it done. Because I don't trust Cleveland. I mean, they're starting, but even Bibee, the shame of it was, Bibee wasn't that good. He couldn't locate a fastball to save his life. He was all over the zone. He was more busy bitching at the umpire about squeezing him. And he didn't even go five innings. Factually, they pulled him 4 2/3.
Yep.
That's Cleveland's ace. He is capable of taking you 6, 7, 8 innings. So that's the bummer of game one. But Rico, I don't know. Should the question be, is your confidence level different? Like, I don't even think that warrants a discussion. It's one game.
No, but I think it was how the one game happened. It kind of threw off a lot of Tigers fans who were believing in the voodoo and the magic and, oh, it's destiny and it's baseball. You're going to lose. And you lost 7-0, but really it could have been 1-0. You still lost the game. The goal in Cleveland, get the split. If you would have won game one, it's gravy because now you're looking at Scooble and now you're looking at possibly coming back to Detroit up 2-0. Stealing game one, but you didn't. You got Scooble. I believe he's going to come in there. He's going to stop the bleeding. But I think for a lot of Tigers fans, it was that splash of cold water and you got back to reality and realized, oh, yeah, we are just kind of a bunch of try-hard guys with no real superstars on the team. That's what it looked like. Saturday, you looked like a team that really crashed the party, but you didn't belong. But that's okay. Because it's one game, but a lot of Tigers fans haven't seen this in a long time, and you got seduced by what happened in Houston and thinking, oh, well, we're just going to keep winning. That's not how this works.
David, where are you at with it? Saturday doesn't affect me much at all. Just is what it is. I'm not questioning what they do. I think it's ridiculous if you're like, well, why didn't we start Result? Because that's not what you do. You don't change it now, and you don't cry about it the one time it doesn't work. Tyler Holton's been splendid. He was terrible. But where are you at?
Yeah, the result of the game doesn't sway me at all. What worries me in the back of my mind is what I've always been worried about since we clinched and made the playoffs is we have to win every Scooble start. We have to win every Scooble start. And that's always been in the back of my mind. And now I feel, wow, it may be over today. Because they could lose this game, and I really believe that they're going to lose this game. I'm sorry, people. I just believe that.
Oh, David, where does this come from, David?
I just don't
bad
feel
weekend?
Right.
Enough in the collection plate.
I just don't feel right about this series.
Didn't
in this
throw
game
it in the
today.
System.
I know what he did. He only had one start against Cleveland this year. He looked really good. Won that game, 10 hits, one on a run. He looked well, but I just think that they have our number.
David, he's had his rest. It was one game. And I caution Tigers fans, do not overreact over game one. Don't do it. Yes, you lost by a lot. Look, I understand that they have way more superstars, but you think the Dodgers are sitting there saying, oh, you know what? It's over. We lost 10-2.
Not at all.
We got nothing.
No.
We're done. We stink. No, they're not. It's a game. It happens. And for the Detroit fans, yeah, you can't go back in time. It would be different if Scooble pitched game one and you lost 7-0. David, I'm with you. This thing's over. Go down to Comerica Park for game three and you can watch the Guardians clinch. But it wasn't. You lost, but now your ace is on the mound today. He will right the ship. And if that's the case, I agree with Mike, shockingly, they're going to win the series.
They win today. Oh, yes,
they're winning
sure.
the series. Because worst case, Scooble is back for game five. I don't think it gets to game five. If they win tonight, I think they're going to be we'll be celebrating what, Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening. 248-539-9797.
Do we dare ask Kenny, or is he already three daiquiris in? You all right?
No, I'm great over here, man.
I know you are, because Vanderbilt. I know how you're wired, but go ahead.
They are America's team, Vanderbilt.
That's right. For spoiled rich kids, yes.
Yeah, Kenny was out there with the goalpost.
That's right. I was marching it into the river. No, I think I'm very similar in line with you guys. I think you can't be too panicked about a game like Saturday. It's one game. If we didn't have Scooble going today, I think I'd feel a lot differently about it. But looking at it, I think David's 100% right. You have to win every single Scooble start. And I think, Mike, you're right when you say that if you don't win today, I think the series is over. I don't think you can come back from that kind of a deficit.
Yeah, I don't think pitching chaos will work, even though you're going to be in Detroit. At that point, you're going to need that unlikely hero to just step up and get some. But you're going to be in elimination games from here on out. I don't know if this young team can handle that type of pressure. When they're playing ahead, fine, because good things just seem to happen to them. For all the good things and all the good karma that they had coming down the month of September, it all fell apart in that game. And before they knew it, it was the chair drop, you know, a few batters in, and looking up at the scoreboard like, all right, well, I guess we're going to lose this one. So what's next?
I'm just used to it. Like, I'm used to it with playoff baseball because I just see it so much. You know, it's a throwaway game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dodgers aren't thinking about what went down last night, and they got beat by a million runs. Doesn't matter. If anything, I think I'd be more irked if they had a heartbreaker in game one. You draw a line through it, you move on, resource and stabilized it. You had the day off of rest as well, so the pen is full go today. Scooble's job is to give you six innings. Six. Can you be ahead after six? Can you be tied? There's just no scenario if you're losing this game for six innings that in my mind you're going to win it. They're going to bring in Gattis. They're going to bring in Sandlin. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring in Classe. They're going to bring in Numbnuts, the guy they brought in the fifth, the tall kid who's Cade Smith. Look, you ain't hitting those guys. You think your guys are good? Those guys are better.
See, let me make sure my point is clear, because it's not the result of Saturday. That's eliminated. The minute it was 5-0 and I realized we couldn't hit, whatever. The result of the game isn't what has me this way. It's at some point, Voodoo can't continue.
No, don't do that.
And in the back of my head, because I believe Scooble can't win everything.
Don't do that.
That's where I'm at.
David, they've been so good for such a stretch. I don't think it's fair to them to do that. I'm just saying, you can think it. I don't think it's fair to use that against them and go, well, I don't have any legitimate reasons except magic stops. Now, David, it's been going since August 11th.
Now, if tomorrow we're showing up here because they lost 8-0, all right, David, that's valid. Guess what? Because when the magic ends, it's going to crash and burn. You just didn't think it was going to happen this fast. I thought it was going to happen in the next series.
Oh, don't worry. The Yankees are in midseason, postseason form, going 1-11 with runners in scoring position. And Aaron Judge shrinking to the size of an ant.
But good news for you.
They won.
Nah.
What?
The Phillies won. And I was like, you know what?
I hate the Mets.
Right.
I do. But Philly's a problem.
Right.
You don't want to see Philly.
I was like, what thing happened? Because Castellanos hit a home run. What bad thing just happened?
248-539-9797. We'll get with your calls. We're taking you right up to the pregame here at 340. Is it as simple as what we said? A win today, we're right on track. And a loss today, your season's over. In essence, that is the beauty and the curse of playoff baseball. So we'll talk to you guys about it next. 97.1.